The Help by Catherine Stockett. Chapter 1, August 1962. Mae Blobley was born on an early Sunday morning in August 1960. A church baby, we like to call it. Take care of white babies? That's what I do, along with all the cooking and the cleaning. I done raised 17 kids in my lifetime. I know how to get them babies to sleep, stop crying, and go in the toilet bowl before they mamas even get out of bed in the morning. But I ain't never seen a baby yet like Mae Blobley Lee folk. First day I walk in the door, there she be, red hot and hollering with the colic, fighting that bottle like it's a rotten turnip. Miss Lee folk, she looked terrified of her own child. What am I doing wrong? Why can't I stop it? It. That was my first hint. Something is wrong with this situation. So I took that pink screaming baby in my arms, belt stir on my hip to get that gas moving. It didn't take 2 minutes before baby girl stopped her crying. Got to smiling up at me like she do. But Miss Leafolt, she don't pick up her own baby for the rest of the day. I see plenty of women get that baby blues after they done birthing. I reckon I thought that's what it was. Here's something about Miss Leafolt. She not just frowning all the time. She's skinny. Her legs is so spindly. She look like she'd have growed them last week. 23 years old and she lanky as a 14-year-old boy. Even her hair is thin, brown, see-through. She tried to tease it up, but it only make it look thinner. Her face be the same shape as that red devil on the red hot candy box, pointy chin and all. Fact, her whole body be so full of sharp knobs and corners. It's no wonder she can't soothe that baby. Babies like that, like to bury their face up in your armpit and go to sleep. They like big fat legs, too, that I know. By the time she a year old, Mae Blobley follow me around everywhere I go. 5 o'clock would come around, and she'd be hanging on my Dr. Scholl's shoe, dragging over the floor, crying like I were never coming back. Miss Leafolk, she'd near up her eyes at me like I'd done something wrong. Unhitch that crying baby off my foot. I reckon that's the risk you run, letting somebody else raise your chillins. Mae Blobley, 2 years old now. She got big brown eyes and honey-colored curls, but the bald spot in the back of her hair kind of throw things off. She get that same wrinkle between her eyebrows when she worried, like her mama. They kind of favor, except Mae Blobley's so fat, she ain't gonna be no beauty queen. I think it bothered Miss Leafolt, but Mae Blobley my special baby. I lost my own boy, Trelor, right before I started waiting on Miss Leafolt. He was 24 years old, the best part of a person's life. It just wasn't enough time living in this world. He had him a little apartment over on Foley Street, seeing a real nice girl named Frances, and I expect they was going to get married, but he was slow about things like that. Not because he looking for something better, just because he was the thinking kind. Wore big glasses and reading all the time. He even started writing his own book about being a colored man living and working in Mississippi. Law, that made me proud. But one night, he was working late at the Sklinkin' Taylor Mill, lugging 2x4s to the truck, splinters slicing all the way through the glove. He's too small for that kind of work. Too skinny, but he needed the job. He was tired. It was raining. He slipped off the loader dock, fell down on the drive. Tractor trailer didn't see him and crushed his lungs before he could move. By the time I found out, he was dead. That was the day my whole world went black. Air looked black. Sun looked black. I laid up in bed and stared at the black walls of my house. Many came every day to make sure I was still breathing, feed me food to keep me living. Took 3 months before I ever look out the window, see if the world's still there. I was surprised to see the world didn't stop just because my boy did. 5 months after the funeral, I lifted myself up out of bed. I put on my white uniform and put my little gold cross back around my neck, and I went to wait on Miss Leafo because she just had her baby girl. But it weren't too long before I seen something in me had changed. A bitter seed was planted inside of me, and I just didn't feel so accepted anymore.